there's a particular kind of trap that doesn't look like one until you're already inside it, which is, come to think of it, the whole point of a trap.
That's exactly the territory Life Lessons is working in today. We're looking at a piece about entrapment, the kind that's psychological, not procedural. Let's start with what that actually means.
The post is a reblog of a 2016 piece, which means it survived long enough to be worth revisiting. And the question it raises is why certain situations hold us even when nothing is physically keeping us there.
The post points back to the original 2016 piece at judydykstrabrown.com, and the framing it carries forward is this. We are trapped by our own desires, our own habits, our own fears, not by the bars of a cage, but by our attachment to what the cage contains.
That's the part that sticks. It's not the lock on the door, it's that you've arranged your furniture around the walls and started calling it home.
Which is the real consequence here? Entrapment isn't something done to you from outside, it's something you participate in, often without noticing. The trap works precisely because it offers something you want.
And revisiting it in 2026, 9 years on from the original, suggests the observation hasn't dated. Some insights don't need updating, they just need re-encountering at a different point in your life.
That's what a reblog can do that a new post can't. You're not just reading an idea, you're reading it alongside the knowledge that someone thought it was still worth surfacing. That's a small editorial act with real weight.
The gap between writing something and choosing to show it again is its own kind of argument for the idea.
From entrapment to what holds us. The next territory is about the patterns we carry forward rather than the ones we step back into.
The through line today is really about recognition, seeing the shape of something you're already inside.
Which is why revisiting old work matters. Distance is a tool. We'll be back with more from the archive next time.